Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Zarco Masalgia. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Recycleco. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Zarco, very busy times around the office?
Definitely. I mean, it's summertime for many, but we're still working away.
What's the latest project?
Well, actually, I want to talk about, maybe many of you have already seen on our social media, but we had Sandy Monroe and Corey Steuben from Monroe & Associates visit us at the demonstration plant earlier this month. For those of you who don't know who they are, you know, they run a successful business that focuses on product design, costing, benchmarking, and they service a number of household names across a variety of industries, such as automotive, aerospace, marine, defense, and many others. But I think from where most kind of the general public knows them is, you know, they gained a lot of popularity via their YouTube channel called Monroe Live. And if you haven't seen it, it's, you know, on the channel, they, you know, they do various interviews and site visits, but they also are known to tear down a lot of the latest models of electric vehicles. And, you know, when you watch those videos, they really don't sugarcoat their opinion on the build of the vehicle, its battery pack, or any other components. And, you know, they always talk about where improvements can be made and, you know, the inefficiencies in many of the, you know, equipment that they evaluate and tear down. So this, obviously, you can imagine, has attracted the attention of pretty much every automotive OEM, CEO of every automotive company. And because at the end of the day, they want to every bit of knowledge in how they can improve their products. You know, some maybe don't like to hear the truth, but, you know, this is enough. You know, I've heard from others that, you know, all of these well-known, you know, executives from these companies watch their videos and always are trying to learn something. And, you know, even myself, I'm always watching some videos and learning from feedback and, you know, the market sentiment and what's going on out there. And on their channel themselves, they've actually interviewed, you know, people like Jim Farley, who's the CEO of Ford, RJ, who's the CEO of Rivian, Jagdeep Singh from QuantumScape. And I think most notably, they had Elon Musk on, where that video ended up getting over 3 million views. And Elon himself has even acknowledged that Sandy is a great engineer, and he actually takes his opinion seriously. If you haven't seen, he does quite a thorough teardown of a lot of the Tesla battery packs and just the car itself. So naturally, I mean, I think, you know, earlier this month, we were all really excited to meet them at their demonstration plant, where I believe we got around an hour and a half of footage. And from their comments, they seemed really impressed with what they saw, which means a lot from a team that visits many other plants and works with some of the top companies in the world. And, you know, I've been just kind of anxiously waiting for them to upload it on their YouTube channel for everyone to kind of get a look inside at the real work that Recycleco is doing and bring us some deserved attention from those who don't know and are kind of, you know, fall under the nuances of battery recycling and how that's really defined. This video, I think, will show and answer a lot of questions on, you know, what is Recycleco doing and why it's so important that we're doing what we're doing at this stage. During the visit, actually, and even as we speak now, the demonstration plant has been, you know, in operation, full swing, and the day and night shift that we have going, and we're continuing to test and optimize our novel and scaled up process, the demonstration plant. So we're testing different, like, black mass materials, and as I've mentioned many times, I think it's better that, you know, we do the work and demonstrate the product than talk about the dream. So this is us really, you know, doing the tough stuff right now, and I think this is really recognized, right? Because this is the kind of work that impresses the Monroe team, and many of the other household names that have come visit us and share those same impressions. Because at the end of the day, when we're looking to form these strategic partnerships, you know, it's, you need to show the real thing. You need to be able to validate that the product can be used in battery cells, which we have. You know, you need to validate that battery grade purity. You need to show that you can produce at scaled up quantities. And these are all things, you know, these, this little checklist that we've been going down and making sure, you know, we're satisfying this due diligence, for the pipeline of strategics that we have evaluating our process. On a final note, I have taken part in a few of these different webinars and conferences where I think, you know, black mass has started to become, you know, quite standardized, or there's, you know, pricing information going out there, or you're starting to see where it's coming from and where companies are tracking the flow of end-of-life batteries. So it's quite interesting to see kind of now coming into like mid-2023 where, you know, black mass and what it's all about, how it's priced, where it's coming from, how it's made is all really starting to get the attention of the Western market at least. And I think where, you know, we were kind of talking and processing black mass material years ago. And I think even now when we talk about, you know, the direct production of like battery grade materials like precursor and lithium hydroxide and the pricing of those materials, which you don't really see in North America or Europe, but in Asia, it's quite well known. Again, I think this is another thing where we'll see in the coming years, the head start Recyclico has and the foresight it has on the market and where this technology can really go. So I'll leave it there for now, Jim, and looking forward to chatting again soon.
Sarko, for people new to Recyclico, what does the company do? Where are you traded and where can people get more information?
Yeah, Recyclico is a battery materials company. It's focused on recycling and upcycling of lithium-ion battery waste materials into the direct production of cathode precursor and lithium products. And you can find more information on us on our website, www.recyclico.com. And we're traded under the ticker symbol AMY on the TSXV, AMYZF under OTCQB, on the OTCQB, and ID4 on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, FSE.
Sarko, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
My guest has been Sarko Masalgia, Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on July 28th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.